hockey is a big deal in Russia, but people in Moscow are having a hard time tuning into the games because of the 11-hour time difference. But a Vancouver radio station is giving Moscow hockey fans what they want and more. The World's Andrea Crossan reports.
It's 8 p.m. in Vancouver. One local radio station goes off the air. And auto radio comes on.
Авторадио Ванкувер. Ну вот, наконец-то выходим в привычное для себя время. 20.00 в Ванкувере сейчас. Всем добрый вечер.
Здравствуйте.
А он действительно добрый.
Он добрый.
Goodbye, easy listening oldies station. Hello, fast-talking, wise-cracking DJs. Russian DJs.
I think morning shows are similar everywhere. But we're the best. All of them, they cannot do it so good like us.
That's Zahar. He's one of the auto radio DJs. Auto radio transplanted its morning drive time team to the Russian Olympic Pavilion, Sochi House, to broadcast for 2 weeks during the games. 8 p.m. in Vancouver means it's 7 a.m. in Moscow. That's the regular time when Muscovites are used to hearing Zahar and his fellow DJs, Mikhail Bragin and Tatiana Gordieva. Zahar says his regular listeners in Moscow want to hear about how Team Russia is doing.
Most of the news is about the games, but of course, if Russian athletes win any medal, we're trying to celebrate it.
Here's how it works. Every night, Auto Radio rents the airwaves of a local Vancouver radio station. So the Russians broadcast to Moscow and Vancouver. Brad Phillips is the vice president and general manager of CIL 650. He says the decision to allow a Russian invasion made good business sense, and it doesn't shake things up too much. Most of CIL's listeners have switched off when the Russian station takes over at 8 p.m. Most, but not all.
We've had some phone calls from our own audience that, you know, a few of them have been a little bit perturbed with us and perhaps a little shocked. And then we've explained to them that, you know, don't worry, we're not taking away your radio station. We actually are doing this because of the Olympics and it's all going to be over.
Russian listeners may also be a bit surprised during morning drive time. Muscovites still hear the three joke-cracking DJs talk about sports and news, and the DJs still play their usual Russian pop music. But now they also play Canadian pop music, and Canadian classic rock, and Canadian folk, and Canadian easy listening.
We know who is Bryan Adams, for example, or Celine Dion.
Celine Dion and so many different groups.
She doesn't speak English, so she just said Leonard Cohen and Nelly Furtado. Of course, Russia is not an island somewhere in Antarctic. Of course, we know a lot of music.
They wouldn't be playing quite as much Canadian music, except that they have to. The law here requires that if you broadcast on the country's airwaves, you play Canadian music. One-third of all the music has to be Canadian. DJ Mikhail Bragin reads tonight's playlist. It's an unusual mix.
Most songs is Russian songs, pop Russian songs, like Pugachevala, maybe you know. It's a very popular star in Russia, Pugachева. It's very old star. But Stevie Wonder, you know, and Bachman to Never Drive is Canadian group. I don't know this group, but it's Canadian.
Canadian classic rock band Bachman Turner Overdrive clearly never made it big in Moscow. Maybe now they'll make some new fans. The next Winter Olympics will be held in the Russian city of Sochi in 2014. So Russians are following the doings in Vancouver to get a preview of what might be in store for them in 4 years. And for Russian listeners, who knows? After 2 weeks of this unique format, they may miss hearing those Canadian classics on their airwaves. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan in Vancouver.
This is PRI, Public Radio International.